So we now have a country and a president where we have nearly $4 a gallon gas. We have crushing levels of unemployment. We have a federal government that's out of control and it's drowning. It's really suffocating our country in debt and deficit at a rate and scope and level that is ruining the country. We have a country now where the arm of the federal government tells a private company, Boeing, that they can't voluntarily choose to expand their operations in a different state that's more favorable for business over a government regulation relating to unions. We have a government that has choked off energy development in our country and much, much more. This president is somebody who didn't have the experience coming into office. He was in the Senate long enough to have a cup of coffee before it got cold. He was a community organizer and a college professor. He had never really run anything at an executive level. He hadn't been in charge of a large enterprise and driven it to results under pressure and difficult circumstances. And now we wonder why it's not working. He not only had the wrong direction for the country, but he didn't have the requisite ability and skills and experience to lead this great nation as the chief executive and president of the United States and leader of the free world and commander-in-chief. We don't want to make that mistake again. What you got, what the Democrats got from President Obama when he was campaigning in Iowa was all big talk, great speeches, soaring rhetoric, and everybody clapped and cheered and thought it was very entertaining, very engaging. But what we found out is it was just words. It was just rhetoric. He wasn't able to deliver the results. So we want to make sure our country and our party doesn't make that same mistake again. And as we go forward, we need to make sure that we call forward the real challenges facing this nation. We put real solutions on the table to those challenges, not in a way that scares or frightens people, but shows them that there are constructive solutions, not based on rhetoric, but based on the time-tested values and principles that made this nation great, and then show that we were able to do them in difficult places like Minnesota. So when I announced my campaign in Des Moines, Iowa, some weeks ago, the theme of the message and the theme of the speech was, it's time for the truth, that we're going to look each other in the eye. It's time for the candidates to look the American people in the eye and tell these truths. That includes telling some hard truths, but given how big of a hole that we're in, not the need to cut billions, but trillions, there can be no more sacred cows. There can be no more hiding and ducking from the reality of the challenge facing this country. And so we said, even in Iowa, we're going to tell some hard truths. And we said we have to phase out the ethanol subsidies over time, not because we don't appreciate renewable energy, but because given the budget challenge that we face, it's going to have to be done. And we're not just picking on ethanol. That means we're going to have to eliminate or reduce most or all of the subsidies that we have in the federal government if we're going to get out of this hole. And then we went down to Florida and told the truth to seniors and really the next generation of people coming into the workforce, what it's really going to take to fix Social Security in our country. Then I went to Washington, D.C. and looked at public employee unions in the eye and said, you can't be getting a better deal in terms of compensation and benefits and pensions than the people who are paying the bill, namely the taxpayers. Then I went to New York City and told the Wall Street bankers, well, you got to get your snout out of the trough because you got it in there as deep and as bad as anyone else. And so when I'm president of the United States, no more handouts, no more bailouts, no more carve-outs, no more special deals for them. And I'm down the list. These are the kinds of things that we have to look each other in the eye and tell the truth about. And our country is sinking and the hour is late. People who understand this need to rise up and make sure that we rally forward and get this country back on track. So we now have a president who not only gave us these false words that are unfulfilled or broken, but he made all these promises. And he didn't fulfill them, like I said. And I'll just give you a few examples. In March of 2009, after he became president of the United States, after he knew the gravity and the depth and the magnitude of the economic challenge facing our country, he said he would cut the deficit in half, when the federal government cut the deficit in half in the first term as president. Then he went about the business of tripling. Remember when he was in Iowa campaigning, he said he was against the individual mandate as a candidate. He said he would do health care the right way with Republicans. He would focus on cost containment and not just expanding a broken system through government. And then he went to Washington, D.C. and did the exact opposite. He broke his word there as well. And then he did a number of other things like that, including he said, you know what? If you don't pass the stimulus bill, our unemployment rate could go as high as 8%. Remember that? 8%. And then he duped the country and the Congress into passing it, and the unemployment rate went up to 10%. Barack Obama doesn't have an economic plan. All he's got is a campaign plan. All he understands is that his central planning and his government approaches to things is he thinks is the right way. But what Ronald Reagan taught us is it's not central planning that works, but freedom and free markets and free enterprise. And that's the kind of attitude and approach and direction that we've got to get this country on moving forward. So here's what we need to do. In my view, just a few of the highlights. I won't go into all the issues. We'll spend the rest of the time in questions. Number one, we got to get this country moving again. And I went to the University of Chicago and gave the most aggressive, most specific speech regarding economic growth and investment of jobs of any candidate in this race on the Republican side and including the president. Now, I won't go through it all, but it said let's have an aggressive growth target for our economy. 5%, not the anemic, laggard, below average growth that we've been seeing. Let's cut the taxes and get the businesses moving again in this country. Let's take our corporate tax rate from one of the highest in the world to something that's one of the most competitive in the world. And then let's carve out or clean out all of those special deals where these exemptions, credits, deductions, and the like, or most of them, where you don't pay the rate because you get so many loopholes that you don't have to pay any taxes or you get a special deal. And I think, that your ability to compete in the marketplace should be dependent upon your ability to connect to customers in a market, not how well connected you are to a member of Congress. And so that corporate rate should be one rate. It should be lower. We said 15%, but clean out as many of the special deals underneath that as possible. Take the individual rate from 6 brackets down to 2, and then also eliminate taxation on capital gains, on interest, on dividends, and the estate tax, and then do the good and hard and important work of getting government out of the way and reform. And that means for regulations, making sure that they have a sunset on them so they don't go on forever. Like they make sure they last only 3 or 5 years and then come up for renewal. Making sure before they go into effect that they have to come back to Congress for an up or down vote so real people who actually know the impact of these regulations have one more chance to connect with their member of Congress before they go into law. Supporting the initiative Strong America Now, which is, says let's use Lean Six Sigma and related activities to make the process quicker and faster and more efficient and fair, like I did in Minnesota, and it works, and that can save money and make it more investment pro-jobs in this country. Let's have an energy policy that has 3 words, more American energy. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of having our economic future and our energy future hinge to unstable tyrants in the Middle East and having our energy future hinge on what they had for breakfast in a given week. We need to end that. And then we need to repeal in its entirety one of the most misguided pieces of legislation in the modern history of the country. That means repealing Obamacare. Now, we also need to make sure, with respect to health care, that we do it the right way, as I did in Minnesota, and more. But the point of all this, and I want to leave you with this, all the candidates who are Republicans are going to come through town, and they're going to say many of the same things. They're going to say, look, I'm for reducing taxes. I'm for reducing spending. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-traditional marriage. I'm pro-school reform that emphasizes empowering parents rather than bureaucracies. I'm for American energy policy. I'm for fixing the public employee compensation systems. I'm for making sure we have pro-growth investment and economic strategies. And down the list. But most of them never did it. And most of them never did it as an executive in a tough environment like I did in Minnesota. So I want to tell you, as you think about your deserved first and important role for Iowa in this process, before you fuel up the rocket and launch it and decide which candidates you're going to put out of Iowa in Ames and the caucuses next February, make sure you know that you can get to the destination all the way. Because you don't want to just be first. You want to make sure you pick somebody who can actually be the party's nominee, who can actually beat Barack Obama in election, and then actually govern and lead this great nation from the Oval Office in one of the most historically challenging times in the modern, if not entire, history of the country. That person needs to have demonstrated experience in these areas. And so we're driving around the state with an RV with a banner on the side that says, Road to Results. What I mean by that is we're not just flapping our jaw, not just talking about these issues. We've done them. So in Minnesota, we took spending from historic highs to historic lows. I took taxes and reduced them net over 8 years, even though we had two recessions during those 8 years. We were one of the first states in the nation to tell teachers we're not going to pay you anymore just for how many years you've been around. We're going to offer performance pay for teachers. We did public employee compensation reform before it was cool and popular and became all the rage on television, and welfare reform and immigration reform and lawsuit abuse reform and the like. And the Cato Institute grades governors. They gave only four governors in the country, and this is a libertarian, tough grading organization, only four governors in the country in A grade over the last couple of years. And the other three aren't running for president. And none of the people thinking about running for president, oh, he got an A either. So that gives you a little third-party validation of what I'm talking about. So I look forward to your questions, but we can do this. We can do this because we know this majesty and brilliance of this country does not depend on our government, does not depend on our bureaucracy. It depends on the spirit and strength and courage and inventiveness and hard work and industriousness and kindness and generosity of the American people. And we now have a federal government that has weighed that down, discouraged it, slowed it down, made it so expensive that we've got wonderful people all over this country saying, you know, it's really not worth it to put out another increment of risk or another increment of energy or another increment of effort or to start a new business or to add employees because the federal government's made it too uncertain, too expensive, too difficult, and the like. And so they're not only growing budgets, they're discouraging and weighing down the American spirit. And you know that's happening. And we need to rise up and fight back and take back this country and get it back on the right track. I'll do that as President of the United States, but I need your help. The same straw poll's coming up on the 13th. And you know that it's a Saturday in August. And we'll get you there and get your tickets and make sure all the logistics are taken care of. But that's going to be the first measure of how the candidates are doing in this state. And we need your help. We need you to show up and come and support our efforts. So we hope that you'll do that. We hope you go to our website and sign up. We'll fill out one of these cards on your way out, one of these postcards. We make sure we get you all the information and take good care of you and have a fun time on Ames. But it'll also help get this country back on track and launch a winning campaign for presidency of the United States. Thanks for coming. I'll be happy to take your questions.